occasions arise when I have to leave home for a day or two, or sometimes a week or two, and I leave behind Christy and the kids. So before I leave, maybe the night before at supper time, I'll remind my kids that I love Jesus very much and that I want others to know Jesus like I do, and that Jesus has given me the responsibility and the opportunity of preaching, not just to our church, but sometimes around the world. And that's why Daddy's going to be gone for the next couple of days, that I'll be training and preaching and sharing the gospel with others who may not know Jesus. And I tell them that because I never want them to think poorly of the church or the mission or the calling of God placed on my life. Neither do I want them to think that I don't love them and that I would just leave them for days at a time for just any old reason. I want them to see it as something worth living and dying for. I want them to know that Mommy and Daddy are obedient to the Lord and are passionate about the gospel. I want them to know that just because I'm gone doesn't mean I don't love them, but actually, it's a way of showing my love to them by showing them that God is supreme and not them. And I'm sure you've done the same thing when you have to make similar trips, or even when you leave your kids with your grandparents or babysitters so that you can go out on a special date with your spouse. You may say something like this: "Kids, Daddy loves Mommy very much, and it makes her very happy when we get to spend time alone together. And tomorrow night is our anniversary. And when she is very happy, she's a better mommy. So we're going to go out on a date. Now, while we are gone, we expect you to be on your best behavior. Johnny, treat your little brother nicely. Lydia, make sure your brothers eat their supper." You tell them the significance of the situation and what you expect of them. We all understand that. In a much larger and significant way, that very thing is taking place in John chapter 13. The section beginning with verse 31 all the way through chapter 16 is commonly known as Jesus' farewell discourse. And in this discourse, he's going to be giving his disciples all types of truths that will prepare them for his departure. This is his last sermon to his disciples. And in verses 31 through 38, we see Jesus explain the significance of the situation and then offers a citation of behavior for his disciples when he leaves. He points their minds vertically up to God, and then their hearts horizontally towards each other. And Jesus is doing all of this in order to show the disciples the full extent of his love. So stick with us over the next few days as we unpack this most important section of the Gospel of John. And as you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Farsi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.